You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is a website. Check out all the interviews and everything we got. We got offers on there. I'm sure you would be surprised at the amount of things you're going to find on our website when you go there. Also, take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. Say it again. Sunday morning.
Yep.
24th day of August. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Thank you. And a good morning to all y'all in Irondale. You know where Irondale is? In Clayton County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little, you know, area down there. So Irondale. They know where they, when they hear me say Irondale, the folks down there feel proud. So that's a little shout out to them.
All the way at the end of Terrell Boulevard.
Thank you. See? Ended the runway, ended the MARTA line.
End of Terrell Boulevard.
Lovejoy High School.
Lovejoy. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
They're down there by the river.
You didn't know nothing about that, huh? You're supposed to know everything.
Well, I know it's some. There are a lot of towns that pop up along the river down there. But okay. A lot of people who don't know that there's a river there.
There's the river goes under some things, too, that people don't know is there, right?
The river goes up under the airport. but it pops up right there, you know, by Highway 85 is where the river kind of pops up there. I saw the beginning of it one day. I was driving by, and there was the, you know, right there.
Trickle or something?
Yeah, it just comes right out there, and that's how it starts.
You can do that up in Minnesota and see the beginning of the Mississippi River.
Really?
Yeah, that's where there's like a little trickle up there, and they let you know. This is the Mississippi River.
Yeah, you could walk over it or something. There.
You could, and in the wintertime, you could skate over it. So I'm just saying, you know, an area like that. He came back with surprise. Today would have been Carlos Gambino's birthday. One of the five family members, mm-hmm. if you understand. Mm-hmm. So it would have been his birthday today. I'm going to take you to Mount Prospect Cemetery when you come to Chicago.
Okay.
That's like a spot.
Okay.
Right, we're going to go by and see Al.
See, you look like on first name basis. These are my personal friends.
Yeah, we're gonna go by CL.
My personal friends.
We're gonna see Mr. Giancana, who was, he left this world in my hometown of Oak Park, making sausage in his basement or backyard there. You know,
yikes!
Somebody who knew Frank Nitti.
Okay,
he's at this one. Dean O'Banion, who ran a Northside.
Okay.
So you know there, but Dennis Farina, the actor.
Right.
Is also at Mount Prospect. Yeah. I mean, it's a massive cemetery.
The who's who, huh?
Yeah, it really is. But a lot of the, a lot of the gangsters hung out there. And the crazy part about this is if you go not the equivalent of about two blocks away across the street, this is on Roosevelt Road, right? Across the street and down a little bit is where my mother's buried.
Okay.
Oakdale Cemetery.
Okay.
Yeah. There's right on the other side of Maywood there. It is the 24th day of August. We are back. And yesterday, on the 23rd day, you spent some time calling a game, man. And this is John Grant, God bless him, came on last week. And between this matchup and the Celebration Bowl, he should be proud of his work.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really should be.
Absolutely. This is the 20th anniversary of the MEAC SWAC Challenge, which brings great teams from those two conferences together. to play, and they celebrated that. And our good buddy Jay Harris was there. Great to see Jay last night.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You know,
you're telling me that?
He's, you know, he's been out with a prostate cancer diagnosis. He's back at work at ESPN.
Yeah.
And he's always been in town and so gracious to come on with us to talk about the Celebration Bowl, any of those games. So he was in town. Good to see him last night. And North Carolina Central gets the win 31-14 over Southern. I think Trey Oliver, the coach at North Carolina Central, may be the next one we see in this line of coaches from HBCUs who ascend to Division I programs. I think he may be, you know, so we'll keep an eye on him. But North Carolina Central, to me, solidifies itself as one of the top FCS programs in the nation, but also one of the top HBCU programs. And a lot of people look at Jackson State, you know, Florida A&M, you know, South Carolina State, some of the, but you know, and North Carolina Central is right there. So when y'all going to play us? You know, we'll be right here in Durham, North Carolina. Y'all come see us. And so they kind of showed that last night. Their running back, Chris Mosley, 174 yards. Great. Southern, though, has a transfer. Dude hit the transfer portal and went from one side of town to the other. Trey Holly, the running back for Southern, transferred from LSU to Southern University. That's cross town. That's Baton Rouge. They're both in Baton Rouge.
Really?
You hit the transfer portal. You didn't go far, right? You can get an Uber. But that's what but he was over there, and he put on a good show. He had 116 yards on a long touchdown run. So that was last night. You hear my voice a little bit. It's because my role was to, you know, do public address announcing.
Yep.
And so you do public address announcing, you get a nice little thing about this thick of, like, commercials and ads. Everything that goes up on the board, you're reading the sponsor for this, sponsor for, you know, Coca-Cola reading this, or Cricket Wireless, your favorite. So I'm in, people are hearing me throughout the game. I'm just busy doing that thing, and I'm, you know, keeping the throat moist and all that so I can continue to do that. But, you know, appreciate getting the opportunity to do that. Future games for the MEAC-SWAC Challenge, Howard and Alabama A&M next year, South Carolina State and Alabama State the year after that. And 2028 was announced this week. Norfolk State and Michael Vick in Atlanta to play Jackson State. That's coming up in 2028 for the MEAC-SWAC Challenge.
They are going to be at Norfolk State, the boys at ESPN.
Yeah, they're going to televise. Going to televise Vick's first game.
Yeah, and then it's like a little tour throughout the whole week there. So, but what was it like? I never asked you about this. When you get ready to call a game.
You mean like call a game? Now, you know, I'm like doing play-by-play for a game.
Well, just when you're a part of the broadcast team.
Yeah.
When do you start prepping for that particular game? Or, when you get the information from the various teams?
From the schools. Or some of it you just go online. Some stuff you can go online and get rosters and things of that nature. Or you can you can watch a previous game. A previous game is available. You can just watch that anytime.
Do you try to find something that's a signature Sam Crenshaw way? Whatever it might be.
Oh, yeah.
For you.
Very much, very much, very much. It depends on the role I'm playing now. If I'm up in the booth, if I'm on the sideline, I really look for stuff. You try to go to practice and try to get that something different, you know, about a player. Even if they're big on social media, you might say, hey, you know, they're social. Check out what they got on there. So even if you find out something like that. So that's what I like to do, those type of things. But that X's and O's, you're playing your depth chart and whatnot. And I do a depth chart. If I'm working doing public address announcing, just like I would if I was calling a game, because I want to be able to point to a certain part on the sheet where that player is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that helps me set that up. So that's my personal.
How many times have you been a part of the broadcast team and one of the coaches was at another school this particular time? Like, he was at this school the last time you called this game, and now he's at this school this particular time. And is that something?
You know who I thought of? I thought of last night because North Carolina Central came to town and they won the Celebration Bowl, and Jerry Mack was the head coach,
right?
Who is now the head coach at Kennesaw State.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so I'm sure he was there last night. Of course, I was in North Carolina this week, and I was thinking about him because that's where they're going to start their season. Kennesaw State will play at Wake Forest. So he's seen plenty of North Carolina folks. If you saw some North Carolina folks this weekend, you maybe enjoyed seeing them this weekend. I don't know how much he's going to enjoy next weekend up at Wake Forest. But he's going to get to see some North Carolina folks. So yeah, he was the one that came to mind. Definitely.
Again, I'm just curious that, you know, the conversations that you have. You obviously talk to coaches before the games, and these people that you've seen at this school, you know, 3 years before, now they're at this school. And I'm just curious about the conversations.
Assistant coaches love move around sometimes, head coaches, but the assistant coaches definitely you can miss. And you say, well, I didn't know he was over there. You know, they move to different places, and you go and you know. They gave you good information where you were. What do you have over at this place? What's the difference? Compare and contrast. Those are things you just got to pass along. Just to pass along to the listener or the viewer.
Speaking of passing along, and I don't, Noel, I don't know if you had a chance to find it, but we're just going to talk about it now, so don't worry about it. But a friend of ours is shutting it down.
Yeah.
And that's Gary Stokoe.
You know what, though? Is he really going to shut it down? I think he's just some other different role.
Really?
Yeah.
So could this be an Ed Clark thing?
I don't know if it would be to that degree.
Yeah.
But the places he's been and the people, when you got in something, I think it's hard to totally step out of it when you've been to the level that
we don't know what his family might be pulling him in different directions.
Well, maybe so. But he's, you know what, he's big with his family, and he'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. He's big with, in addition to all the things he's done. But he has left, if he's leaving, stepping aside from this phase of things, he's put a big fingerprint on this city and what was possible. People forget, forget
ever
how the Peach Bowl was.
Ever since I've been here, he's been in the mix.
Yep, how the Peach Bowl was before he really got involved. The Atlanta Sports Council has become one of the premier, you know, sports councils in the nation. People look at what happens here in Atlanta to pattern what they do in other cities.
And I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
And we're speculating, and we don't have the man here right now, and I don't know that he'd even talk about it. But you got to figure what we know about Gary and what he's done. Atlanta Sports Council, as you just said, then ascending to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, and just being a part of those handful of people who have been the decision makers, the people who greenlit stuff, who had the power to greenlight things in the city, along with Ted Turner and as far as back in the day, and now Arthur Blank. But how much of Gary's connections or what he was then was a part of him being in that group that got the Olympics here?
Well, absolutely that, but not just the Olympics, but all the things we've seen come here since.
The Olympics was the first big one. Because we got the Olympics before the Braves even started popping. It'd been one thing once the Braves were always visible on a national stage, but this was before that. We had no team here, professional, that was doing anything.
Right.
I think this was even before, I think, the combined national championship of Georgia Tech, because that was 90, right? They made this announcement in like 88 or 89, something like that. So, yeah, for them to do that, I think – and a lot of that falls on Andrew Young and the work that he did.
But you got to have the right leadership.
That's what I mean.
That's the thing about sports in this city and what people forget about the role that sports has played in this city's growth. Mm-hmm. There's some people who will say, well, you know, Atlanta is this and that, but sports played a role in it. Going back to the Braves, you know.
Both of them teams coming here, 66. But Ted Turner, like, this is what I'm saying. This dude's biop, whenever it happens, is going to be amazing. I absolutely believe there's a generation of people who have no idea. Like the John Madden movie that's going to be out.
Right.
There's going to be a whole generation of people going, that dude won a Super Bowl? Yeah. Just, you know.
But what do you think about
being sarcastic a little bit.
No, but you think about Gary Stokoe, though. You think about the fact that now Atlanta has his image. And, you know, the thing you obviously sell is the city and how you can get here. Right? In concert with the airport, with the grid, that's all laid out. You can come here for an event and you don't have to rent a car. You know, think about the people who are coming here next year, your World Cup.
Exactly.
It's all set up, and he's been such an integral part of that. But we're going to talk about these two games. Games next week, where we got Tennessee and Syracuse, and then South Carolina, Virginia Tech, the kickoff games. Affleck, the Blue Duck will be here. He'll make it.
Are you sure the Blue Duck will be here?
Yeah, the Blue Duck will fly. The Blue Duck's going to fly in from Columbus. He'll be here, right?
You mentioned the airport. People should take a second and check out the story. We saw it on SB, but I'm sure you can just Google the airport and new relationship with Clear. But they are doing whatever they can to get set for next year with the World Cup and the people that are going to be coming to town here.
Yeah.
So you talk about that. But I just want to put a tag on this. And Gary, I've talked to him. I had a pleasure talking with a family member of his who was trying to get into the film industry, trying to help them out. But I think this is about the best thing you can say about the work of Gary Stokoe. You can't tell the history of this city without mentioning him.
Yeah, very much.
Period.
Very much.
Can't, not just sports, the history of this city without mentioning Gary Stokoe. So God bless you, man, and thank you for the times you've come on our show. Up next, ready to talk some Falcons?
Yeah.
Speaking of things in this city, all right, we got our own Joe Patrick. He is ready to join us. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. It's a Sunday morning. It's the 24th day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We did a shout-out to Irondale this hour. Started off with Doraville, then Thomaston. We got one more coming up. So, just again, reaching out to the to our audience. Hey, before we bring Joe on here, did you know, as we get ready to talk football, I was thinking about this the other day. Of the professional sports, there are certain moves that happen during a game that it's you could put a word or a phrase to it. Like if somebody hits a home run.
Right.
You know, it's like, yes, that kind of thing. Or a dunk. Same thing, the Marv Albert thing, right? But you could use various phrases or words to describe those things. I think in football, there is one thing that happens that everybody universally says the same thing toward. I know I'm being very vague here, and I'm going to New York by way of Phoenix with this, but I was watching something on Marshawn, and they were replaying. It was him walking through New Orleans, and he's holding a sign, and it was basically just kind of like, "Hey, I'm sorry," or "I'm sorry y'all got caught up in one of the most famous runs in NFL history," and so they were showing the Beastquake again, his run in New Orleans, right? And while that was being replayed, the most famous part about this is that player that ran up on him and he pushed him away. And it got me to thinking, the stiff arm is the only one that when it's done correctly, everybody says the same thing about that player. If they, like, get the off me.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody says the same thing when it comes to Derrick Henry. All the times he's been doing it, get the. You don't have that with any other move or any other thing in sports where everybody universally says the same thing.
Right.
Home run calls, dunks could be different things, but this one is get the
I think because we see it so rarely.
That's what I'm saying.
The rarity, yeah.
All right, let's ask Joe. Let's bring Joe Patrick on here. Joe, and again, Joe, this might be the last time we talk to Joe for a minute because he will be following us moving forward the Wade Ford Tailgate Show when the season starts.
Okay.
So he's kind of busy. He's prepping for you know, getting on here, so it's going to have a hard time getting him. So, Joe, thank you, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Yeah, when you raised that question, the only thing I could think of was like getting posterized in the NBA. You know, that's kind of the same thing, but I don't know if it has the same exact kind of phrase.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I guess that goes along with it, other than saying posterized or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah, and it's still
because it's such a feat of, getting stiff-armed like that is such a, it's such like a feat of strength, you know, and kind of demoral. It's like what a, you know, what like a grown adult would do to a,
it's sort
you
of,
know,
what you're trying to say is Will adult. Smith and Chris Rock. That's what you're trying to say.
Whoa, yeah. We go that far with it, right?
You slap somebody like that, that's about the equivalent. Go ahead, Joe, man.
Yeah,
listen.
You're imposing yourself upon another human.
The preseason is over with. Sam and I have talked about, you know, both sides of the ball here. I've spent some time on the special teams, but now that the dust has settled and as you prepare, you along with Andy Bunker will be doing our Wade Ford tailgate show. What do you talk about to others when it comes to this Atlanta Falcons team? Look out for this, look out for that. This looks good. I mean, other than Bijan Robinson and the anticipation of what Michael Penix Jr. could be, what's
well,
got you
there's only one. There's only one thing to talk about, guys. It's the players aren't playing preseason.
Yep.
I'm joking. Like, that's been the nonstop chatter, obviously, of this preseason. I get it. I understand why. But it's I'm very glad that we can move beyond that talking point and we actually get some real football to discuss and some actual talking points. You know, I think that ultimately this Falcon season comes down to a couple things. It comes down to, can Michael Penix be the quarterback that leads this team to have a, you know, top 10-ish type of offense, which they're going to need? And can this defense not be basically the atrocity that it was last year and actually be able to, you know, I don't think anybody's under the expectation that this defense is going to be some top unit in the league, but can they turn teams over? Can they create the plays that you need to create in order to get the ball back to Michael Penix to give him those opportunities? And if those two aspects work in tandem, then you're going to be able to paper over a lot of cracks. You know, if the rushing defense isn't necessarily what you want and you're giving up to a little bit too much time, like, okay, whatever. But like, as long as if you're creating turnovers, making game changing plays on defense, even if you do give up some points, and if you're able to score enough points for yourself, then you're going to be one, an exciting team to watch, which, you know, Falcons fans obviously want to be. But I think also you're going to be able to get the results that you want in this league. And I think it's worth remembering that, even last year, this Falcons team, for as much disappointment as there was, and it was disappointment, you know, it was a failure of a season based on at the end of it. They were not far off, you know, like this is a team that is very much in the thick of not just in the thick of contention, but you know, Arthur Blank would tell you that this team should be making the playoffs, and that's certainly the expectation for everybody in that building.
Spend the time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Joe Patrick, and he is social. You can find him at JAPatrick200 at JAPatrick200. You talked about Michael Penix and getting him ready to go and start this full season from the very beginning. But thoughts about the offensive line? Some concerns there. Caleb McGarry with an injury. Thoughts about, you know, what has to happen to maintain getting the offense to that good start with him down?
Definitely concerns, guys. Definitely concerns. I mean, it's made me think about, you know, do I need to recalibrate what my expectations are personally for what this offense is going to be when you don't have that player in Caleb McGarry because it's so important. And I got to say, you know, I've given Terry Fontenot a lot of credit for some of the controversial things that he's done that I think are actually pretty defensible when you think about them, whether it's the drafting of Penix or Bijan Robinson or whatever else. But you have to say, you know, that there have been a lot of misses in the drafts from, you know, that like second to sixth round, and you're just not getting enough starting caliber players that they've drafted. And what that's left the team is just being very talented at the top end, but very top heavy and not a lot of depth in certain areas. And I think that at the offensive line, that's one of those areas. And especially when it helps, you know, not at all to have, you know, you lose Caleb McGarry, but then on the back of that, we also get word that Storm Norton, the swing tackle, the kind of backup left or right tackle, is also going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. So, you know, there's just not a lot of good options in that case to come and fill in. When I say not good options, obviously not good options on the roster, but around the league, there aren't good options for Terry Fontenot to just go out and get that replacement, because tackles are kind of like quarterbacks, where you just don't see good ones hit free agency market. You don't see good ones just, you know, getting traded away by teams so that they can fill other holes, because they're such a prized commodity. And so I think they're going to have to be creative with how they do this. You know, I'm sure that they will go to the market and try to find a free agent or you know, go to some other teams and try to pick somebody up, like they were able to get Storm Norton, their current swing tackle, off a practice squad a couple years ago. But I think they're going to have to be a little creative in terms of maybe using Charlie Warner potentially a little bit more than maybe they otherwise would have, to leave him in to help block on that right side, especially in pass protection when you would normally expect your tight ends to be getting out into routes. So I do wonder if this might hurt a player like Kyle Pitts, especially early in the season, just his ability to get out there and run routes and have those opportunities to make catches. But I think, you know, and the other thing with Caleb McGarry is that he's never been like a great pass blocker. He's been noted for being one of the best run blocking right tackles in the NFL. And you wonder how that's going to affect a player like Bijan Robinson. And, you know, Bijan Robinson, you give him credit for being able to make guys miss and just having this other world ability to make something out of nothing. But, you know, you would like to kind of the thing the Falcons were talking about a lot of this preseason was having him break more explosive kind of touchdown style runs, in which case you need the blocking up front to be perfect. And then you need Bijan to be able to make the guys in the secondary miss tackles and create those very explosive. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, Zach Robinson, Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach, you know, try to find a solution to this very big problem that they've got, especially in this really important part of the season, the first four games before the bye.
I'm telling you, I love having this dude on, but what he does is he answers my question before I get a chance to ask it, because he's so thorough. No, he's so thorough.
He's all over it.
Yeah, no. Everything he says makes sense, and it's right down to me. It just gives us a lot. Right?
That's so because he's out there every day, man.
Well, that actually tees up what I was going to ask. Because you're out there, by the way, Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Because you're out there, you see these scrimmages. You see how preseason is done differently in 2025 versus, you know, before the pandemic, if you will, because that's when things started changing afterwards. But do you think that this coaching staff saw what they needed to see headed into the season, and this is not going to be another one of those seasons where we just assume the first couple games is going to be a continuation of preseason because they only play three games now?
I know. I do think that they've seen it. And what's fun, I've been chuckling about, you know, because I've listened to some of the reaction, a lot of the reaction of, you know, the lack of preseason time. And what I hear a lot of fans or even a lot of pundits saying is, you know, well, we don't know what to expect from Michael Penix. Like, we don't know, like, you know, you got to let them get out there so we can kind of have a better understanding. Well, to me, that is absolutely a feature and not a bug. that's exactly what Raheem Morris wants people saying. Like he does not want people saying, we know what to expect from Michael Penix. We know what this offense is going to look like with Michael Penix under quarterback. Yes, injury mitigation is obviously one of the reasons why he touts that they don't want to play these guys. And obviously that's certainly, you know, a legitimate case. But I think part of it is that you just don't want to give the game away. And I know that a lot of people will especially point back to just last year, very recently, and how the Falcons came out looking pretty terrible offensively after not playing the starters against the Steelers in that Week 1 game. But I think that who really needed the preseason game, and it was never possible to give him the preseason game, was Zach Robinson. He had not called an NFL game before, you know, called the plays for an offense during an NFL regular season game before. And when you look back at that, it was, the tendencies were crazy, like high school level football tendencies, where like they passed or they ran the ball 0% of the time when they were in shotgun. They only ran the ball when they were in pistol, that kind of thing. That's where they need to get some things cleaned up and be less predictable. But that wasn't a matter of the players not playing. That was the coordinator. So I think the coordinator has a much better idea of what he's got on this offense, how he wants to call plays, what's going to work for him. And I think the team has seen everything that they wanted to out of Michael Penix so far this preseason. He pushes the ball downfield constantly. Every practice, there's a play that wows you like, wow, like that's a big touchdown play or big explosive play. And I think it's also worth noting he's been doing this. I've only noticed him throw two interceptions this entire training camp when they've been in 11-on-11. So he's making the big plays, and he's not really putting the ball in harm's way. Despite the fact that he's not the most accurate quarterback at this stage of his career, he doesn't, like, when he misses where nobody's going to catch it, which I think is what coaches want to see. So, yes, there is some uncertainty, I think, when it comes to, like, fans and pundits with what the Falcons offense exactly is going to look like. But I think that's the way Raheem Morris wants it.
Sorry about that. Hey, Joe, you ready for the season?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I want to know if he's ready for Friday nights. I know he's ready for Friday nights because some Friday nights, we hope you can come hang with the Scoreboard Show. That's a little secret weapon we talk about. And some Fridays, as he's got some time.
I love Friday night football. Okay.
You know what I mean? So we'll be checking with you. See some Fridays you come hang out with us, all right?
Yeah, you go Friday night, but this will probably be the last time
Let's
get you here. Oh, except for the night games.
There we go.
You know, and late kickoffs, we can get Joe.
Right.
So other than that,
he'll be back. He'll be back.
Hey, oh, for sure.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, buddy. We'll be in touch with you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That is Joe Patrick joining us here. There's money flying through the air. I'm going to let you know where you can find it. Yeah, I'm here again with this stuff, but that's what I'm going to do till there ain't no more industry here. I started on this. I'm going to die on this hill.
Let's go.
But listen, I'm the one to let you know about this business. So we got a casting call up next, and coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, Chad Bishop.
Chad Bishop going to talk Georgia Tech Jackets. Going to start Friday night out in Colorado against Coach Prime.
It was good to see the folks from the 95 World Series team. Braves celebrated 30 years of that. And it was good to see Bobby Cox. We're going to talk about the Braves here in a little bit. Give them a little bit of fly, a little bit of love. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, 24th day of August. I heard this past week and I said, we got to play this on Sunday.
Okay.
It's been a minute since we played some con-function, but wanted to throw that out there. And speaking of saxophones, there's a need for a sax player.
Really?
This week on the casting call. I know how you love your sax players.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm going to get into that in just a second. But
we have some of those around town.
Yeah, we do. You can check out this list of job opportunities. This is what I do. Been doing it for years and will continue to as long as the industry's here. And I have been blessed enough to be a part of it. And I'm going to take a second and I don't do this that often, right? I don't toot my own horn. If you go check out the Beauty in Black Season 2 trailer, I made the cut.
Whoa.
So I'm in the trailer.
Yeah?
A couple times.
Ooh.
I told you.
Very nice.
From Season 1 to Season 2, I don't know. Maybe it was because I went over and cut Tyler Perry's grass or something. But I got a little boost.
There we go.
So that's going to happen early September.
Okay.
Season 2 of that. The America's Best commercial is running. I am in the 1 minute version.
Ooh.
My eye is only in the 30-second commercial. I'm wearing glasses, though. But listen, these are the things that, you know, it all started with the casting call. And so I want to thank, the people who have given me these opportunities. But though that's what's around the corner.
Okay.
And don't, even though you'll see the credit and you'll see my name, you got a better chance of finding Waldo and Superman than finding me. You got to know where to look.
Okay.
I know I'm there.
All right.
But I know where to look. Y'all ain't going to see me, though. And I had lines, but they did something. Because remember, I was supposed to be cut out.
Okay.
And then
I turned up
in there.
Nice.
So I'm quite happy with that. The other thing is, seriously, though, I do want to say this. And this was my story of the week last week. And the residue, it just continues. So I will be back at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital with the makeup artist. For Hollywood at the Hospital. That's what I'm calling it. You like that?
Whoa.
Hollywood at the Hospital.
Very nice. Very nice.
For Halloween.
Ooh.
And they're going to be makeup artists
okay.
at a children's hospital just before Halloween. And getting them, making them beautiful if they want.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of them are going on scars.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened a few weeks ago. Can you make me pretty? But I want a bruise over here. So we got, and there will be an Instagram page coming.
Okay.
But it's going to be really just for the industry people, so those who want to participate in it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I've been working with the folks at the hospital to bring elements of the film industry to the hospital for these kids. And while we thought about a couple different departments, this seems to be gold. And it's simple. You go down there, you do the thing, and makeup artists do magic with these kids. And so that we're going to be back there for that. And so I just want to get those two little elements out there.
All right.
You want a lighter show business thing here?
What do you know
whose birthday it would have been today?
Today.
Hal Smith. There isn't a person listening right now who doesn't know who Hal Smith is if you watched The Andy Griffith Show.
Okay.
Hal Smith was Otis Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Otis Campbell.
Okay. Who would lock himself in.
Right.
Right.
And did you know the little thing they say about the Andy Griffith Show?
Is that?
Everybody on the Andy Griffith Show was single, which is true. They were all single, except for Otis, and he stayed drunk.
That's bad to remember. Man.
I didn't come up with that. Somebody else came up with it. But
that is still the lead-in for the newscast at the station where I used to work.
Oh, up in North Carolina, I would imagine.
Yes, it is still the Andy Griffith will always be
Mount
the lead-in.
Mount Airy is Mount Pilot. Right.
Mount Airy is the real place. But you have other places they mentioned like Siler City. Siler City is a real place.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who are from Siler City, North Carolina.
I was wondering.
But they, okay. Yeah, some of the pieces that they mentioned. So, yeah, Mount Pilot. And I think they still do have like a Mayberry Festival type day.
I remember that
where people
too.
Come back, dress up in character. They go to the barbershop. They go to the place you get the snow cone, whatever they. Yep. They got those.
We got snow cones up there?
Yeah,
please. I'd take a trip up there for that. You know how mean snow cones are.
Right.
And Andy Griffith still, that show, along with two others, hold the distinction of ending its run number one.
Wow.
There's only three television shows. We've talked about this before. Three TV shows that when it ended, they were number one in the ratings. That was one of them. Once again, for the audience, can you remember the other two?
MASH.
No.
MASH wasn't number one?
No. Not when it ended, no. It was popular, but it wasn't number one.
Okay. I thought it was.
Lucy.
Okay.
I love Lucy.
Okay.
Then Andy Griffith. And Seinfeld. They were the only three.
Those three were number one at the time.
When they ended their run.
Okay.
You guys go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You're going to see the list of job opportunities.
I'm on it right now. I am on it as we speak.
Because I mentioned saxophone player, right?
Yep.
Well, right off the top, you got Cape, which is being done by Casting TaylorMade. There's various roles for that, adults and kids. And remember, all kids got to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. I have the link for you up on the site. Fill out the paperwork. It'll come back to you in a day or so, and boom, 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 you're all set. Businessmen and slender males are needed for a project that Extras Casting Atlanta is doing. But CO Casting, JPI, not only do they need bar patrons, and this is a four-day shoot, too. Real bartenders, real bar patrons, bar patrons, and there is a need for, and this thing on my computer went out, so I got to go to this and make sure I get this right here. I mentioned saxophone players. There's a need for a stand-in, too. But CL Casting has a need for real saxophone players, a male sax player, ethnicity, 18 to 25 years old, must be a talented sax player and comfortable performing on camera, is going to shoot between the 29th of September and October 3rd. So there you go. Again, bar patrons and listen, CL Casting, CL is Jamie Cotrette and Rose Locke.
Okay.
All right. And they do things individually. They do them collectively, and it all falls under the CL
Casting.
Because I've
heard you mention them individually.
Rose is now on the West Coast, permanently. She's just doing a project out there.
Okay.
And she'll be back here. Jamie is here, and she's doing this particular project. So if you go to CL Casting, I just couldn't fit them all on there. There is a need for this project that Jamie's got that you guys will see. And I tell you about that for all of them. When you scroll down the list, the breakdown for my casting call, you get the jobs in front of the camera.
Right.
Then I break it out halfway down. It's got film industry and voiceover info. You go past that. I walk you through how to find the jobs, the help wanted jobs, starting at Georgia.org. Then there's the link to the Georgia Department of Labor, a couple voiceover connections, then the list of casting directors. If you are interested in doing this, go to the casting director's social media pages regularly. Every other day, a couple times during the day. Listen, they post all the time. Now, yes, it is slow right now, but that's compared to last year. As Sam says, every time we come in here and I mention it's slow, you tell me about a place you saw the signs.
Absolutely.
Stuff is up and running. So, yes, there are job opportunities in front of and behind the camera. So that's, I would just, like I said, recommend you going to those Extras Casting Atlanta casting directors' social media pages and see the jobs I haven't listed here that are available. Any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And again, get cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/castingcall. You can see the list there.
Great stuff.
There was something else.
What was that?
Happened show business-wise I was going to tell you about. Because, again, this has been, sports-related too. This is the day Pete Rose got suspended.
Whoa.
Yep. Suspended for life. Did you know that Ted Williams actually pitched?
No.
Me either. Ted Williams hit the mound today.
Okay.
This was before he did his military service. 1940, he pitched two innings. And it was because they were getting their backside beat by the Tigers.
Oh, okay.
12-1. And he went in there and he pitched a couple innings. Today was the day that LeBron and Kobe and Chris Paul got the gold at the Beijing Olympics. That happened on this day.
Those are what redeem team. Redeem team.
I thought that was the 96 team. No, that's right, because it was after they lost. So
after 04.
Yeah. That was the one you were at, right?
Yep. That's the one I was at. Yeesh. They brought home the scrap iron medal.
Forgot about that.
Yep.
Couple birthdays today, and folks in the city and the state will remember this name, Max Cleland.
Yes.
Senator Max Cleland from the state of Georgia here. Now, this is one I didn't know. These guys were born on the same day. Go figure. Rocky Johnson.
Okay.
Who's The Rock's father. And Vince McMahon.
How fitting, right?
Vince McMahon turns 80 today.
Ooh, really?
Vince McMahon is 80 years old today. Happy birthday, Mike Shanahan. Three guys that we talk about who went for the same roles back in the day, I think it was like the 80s. There was Tom Hanks, there was Paul Reiser, and this dude who celebrates a birthday today, Steve Guttenberg.
Right.
They were all the same dude, right? And they all went for those same. Steve Guttenberg from Police Academy and Cocoon and all those movies. 65 years old today. The man is on Medicare. You ready?
Right.
Cal Ripken.
Whoa.
Cal Ripken Jr. is 65 today.
Wow.
And
Baltimore Iron Man.
And Atlanta. Now, here's one.
What's up?
Who was the 2000 Rookie of the Year in baseball? Well, you should know because he was right down the street. Happy birthday, Rafael Furcal.
Oh.
Braves shortstop, won Rookie of the Year. Yeah. He is 47
Man.
Today. I know I'm making everybody feel old.
Yeah, you are. You do that to him.
And this is for Noel. 31 years old today. Happy birthday, Kelsey Plum.
Well, all right now.
Daisy.
All right.
And finally, in the minds of many, the funniest man doing it, period. Turns 52 today. Dave Chappelle.
Dave, oh, man. Yep.
Dave Chappelle, happy birthday, 52 years
happy
old today.
Happy birthday to him.
It is Sam and Greg. We are here on this 24th day of August, and we are back on Sundays. All right, so just, you know, it was nice being over there on Saturdays, but we really ain't got to worry about getting a ticket today.
No, nobody coming
down
here.
We really don't have to worry about Sundays.
We're good.
So we are good. We are back. We will tell you ahead of time. Depending on what time the Falcons kick off, we'll have a four-hour show or a two-hour show. So anyway, we're just happy to be back here. And by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV today, we got Atlanta United. We haven't talked about Atlanta United much.
Okay.
And yeah, listen, they wish they had a better season and things turned around, but they are going at it against Toronto.
How you say that again?
Toronto. That's how you say it. You don't say it. Toronto.
Okay.
From Canada, you say Toronto. Anyway, Atlanta United, Toronto, 3 o'clock pre-kick, kick at 4 o'clock, and we got that game for you right here on 92.9 The Game. We do have 1 minute. You wanted to make a well, we'll save it because I think this person deserves a little bit more. All right, coming up, we have got Chad Bishop.
Yep.
Chad Bishop is going to join us and tell us why. Don't put all your investment in watching what's going on with them boys over in Athens. We got something going on over here in the flats you need to pay attention to.
How about that? Absolutely. Chad Bishop's coming up in the next hour. You stay with it. It is Sam. It is Greg. It is Noel. Other side of the glass on this Sunday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.